Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister says that he is discussing with the White House making Judea and Samaria a part of the State of Israel. Meanwhile, the White House says that is not correct. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad will join me to explain this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Prime Minister said that he was talking with the White House about the possibility of annexation. What about annexation? They were talking about, as I understand it, annexing Judea and Samaria. Is that correct?
The area that we're talking about, of course, is Judea and Samaria, the heart of the homeland of the Jewish national home. Annexation, I would prefer the phrase extending Israeli sovereignty to these areas, because I want you and the people to be reminded again, all the area west of the Jordan River was supposed to become the Jewish national home by decision of the League of Nations in 1922, after they divided the original territory and Transjordan, that is the territory east of the Jordan River, eventually became what we know as the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. People should know that the Jewish people already gave up a large part of what they were supposed to receive originally. It's not a matter of annexation because there was no state there before 1967. Jordan was an illegal occupier. As to the aspect of what Mr. Netanyahu and anybody in the White House were discussing, I know the White House has said we're not negotiating annexation. I have a funny feeling that Mr. Netanyahu, at one point in time, had said to a White House staffer or a undersecretary of state or even maybe the president that we have several options on the table. I'm sure he mentioned it one way, so maybe Mr. Netanyahu was a little bit imprecise in exactly using the term negotiating rather than simply reporting or discussing. And the White House was correct. It said we're not negotiating this aspect of it. My guess of how the situation went down.
Winky Madad with his explanation of the discussion between Israel and the White House on the sovereignty of the settlements in Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Most world leaders say that the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria are a hindrance to the peace process. Now the Israeli government wants to annex this disputed territory. In fact, for Israel to annex this real estate means that it will be under Israeli sovereignty. In reality, that is exactly what God's word said would happen. Ezekiel chapter 34 says that the Lord will give this land to the Jewish people. Ezekiel 36 and verse 22 says that the Lord does this for his holy name's sake. And Ezekiel 37 verses 7 to 11 says that the Lord does this in the end of times. Any discussion between the Israeli Prime Minister and President Trump only matters if it conforms to God's word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...